set up this health service called My Health, MAI Health. And the purpose of My Health is to create a new way of working with people to look after their health and achieve better health outcomes. And after 20 years in the profession of being a doctor and working in the health system, what I've learned is that it's a system that doesn't give time and place value and importance on listening to the person who's come to see me for help with their health and understanding the absolute value they have to offer me as a person who's trying to help them improve their health. So this is exciting for me. This is probably the most exciting I've been in my whole career, because I think this is what medicine is truly about, is working with people, listening to them, and helping them discover better health.
I don't feel like I'm being rushed out or rushed in. It's a lot more tata, if that's the right word. And it just feels like we have a relationship rather than you're just my GP.
My dream since I've been a doctor, and before I was a doctor actually, was to have better health for Māori in New Zealand. And I believe, from my experience with the people I've been working with on this in this short time with a service like this, is that that can be achieved, because Māori want to be healthy. Māori want to be in a better position than they are currently. The situation is, as it stands, doesn't allow our people to have that. And I hope and I believe this will be the way in which Māori health is improved. This new model where we are having a conversation with people and not a consultation or a lecture. Okay, where do I see this project heading in the future? I would be optimistic and hopeful and say that I believe this is a way in which could change the model of healthcare for all New Zealanders. The reason I think that could happen is I'm trying to create a service where people feel that that's the type of service they want. And people will walk with they will talk with their feet, I guess. You know, they'll vote with their feet is a better. People will vote with their feet. They will always want to go to where the service is better. What I'm trying to do with health, which has never been, I believe, done before, is frame it like a customer service. You know, they are my customer and they are important. What they have to say is important. What they want from me is important, and therefore I have to listen to them. I have to be there for them and on their terms. And I have, just like if I was selling clothes in this clothes shop, it has to be a pleasant environment. It has to be conducive to them wanting to have a transaction with me. And I believe this is exciting time for health, because with this shift in people's thinking where they can actually start to say, hey, we can actually get health services now that listen to us and treat us like a customer rather than just a number, I think that's going to change the game.